This weekend, the Youth of Our Redeemers and their friends participated in World Vision's 30-hour famine. This is the 13th year that we have done this at our church, and each year is a little different, but I am always amazed and inspired by the youth, and I hope that you will be too. In the last 12 years, our church alone has raised over $45,000 for World Vision. World Vision uses this money to fight hunger and poverty around the world. But the weekend is really so much more than money raised and dollars sent. This weekend is one of learning about hunger in Africa, about hunger in Chicago, and about hunger in our own community of Schaumburg. This weekend is one of making new friends. It's a weekend when the youth test themselves through fasting. Can they go 30 hours without food, only drinking juice and water? Can they manage on little sleep and no shower? This weekend is one of diving into faith, asking questions about God, discussing together our beliefs and our doubts. This weekend is one filled with hope and awe. Hope is a key message during each and every 30-hour famine. When you look around the sanctuary today, you see many buses, 212 buses to be exact. 18,000 children would fit in those buses. That's the number of children who die each day of hunger and hunger-related diseases. That's more than the entire student body of District 54, the school district here in Schaumburg. It's hard not to feel hopeless when faced with that. However, when we started doing the famine in 2003, that number was 29,000 children. The hope is in the fact that each year that number goes down. The hope is in the youth who take a weekend each year and raise money for those children. The hope is in the power of one. There were 21 ones here this weekend. They are changing their world. They are the hope. In the scripture passage from 1 Peter that we heard this morning, it talks about how to treat others. We need to offer hospitality without complaining. We need to serve others. We need to speak as if it is God speaking. We need to serve with the strength that God provides. We need to do all things so that God can be praised and glory is given to him. Part of the 30-hour famine is always participating in various service projects. This weekend we did several. First, we had a speaker from Sack Lunch Sunday come out on Friday and speak to the group. This is an organization that meets at a house in Bartlett each Sunday morning to make lunches, and then they go into the city of Chicago and hand out those lunches and also give a lot of hugs. The youth are planning to do more with that organization in the future, so look for that. We also collected and purchased food items, gloves, and hats for families in need at Blackwell School. Blackwell is a school right in our own neighborhood. It's less than 2 miles from the church. In this school, a large population receive student lunch, or large population of the students receive free lunch. This is a school not in the city, but right here in our own backyard with many students in need. We want to thank you for your donations to that project. One other thing we did this weekend is we loaned money to another entrepreneur through Kiva, which is a microlending organization. This time we loaned to Narciana from Kenya, a grandmother who runs a poultry farm. She will use the money to grow her farm, and she will use the profits from that farm to fund her grandchildren's education. Through these service projects, the youth learned about various ways that they, one, can change lives and change the world. They realized that there are ways that they can help, and they saw hope. They gave others hope. They are hope. We talked a lot about David and Goliath this weekend. Just ask the kids. I'm sure that they have the entire 17th chapter of Samuel, 1 Samuel memorized by now. This story is not just for little kids, although Sunday school is often the first time that we hear it, but we can all take away a lot from this story. We all have giants, debt, disease, depression, poverty, anger, loss, big tests, trying to figure out what to do in life, hunger. As David faced Goliath with God on his side, we can face our giants knowing God is with us. We talked about why David was the one who finally stepped forward to face this giant that no other Israelite would. He was called by God. What made David do it? He was angry with the Philistines because they were bad-mouthing God, and he also remembered that God made a covenant with the Israelites. David had been prepared for this battle. He had had to fight bears and lions to protect his sheep. He had relied on the Lord for strength then, and he would again as he faced Goliath. David went into the fight knowing who he was and who he wasn't. He knew that he could not wear Saul's armor and carry Saul's sword. They were not his. He wouldn't have been comfortable in them. David also knew his weapons. He knew that he needed smooth stones for his sling. What does all of this mean for us as we fight our modern-day giants? We need to remember that we face our giants by trusting that God is facing them with us. We are not alone. At the end of our last Bible study last night, each student got 5 stones. They then wrote 5 things on them. First, they wrote past. We need to remember that God has been there for us before when we needed him, and he will be there again. Next, prayer. David prayed before going to battle. We need to pray, and we need to do it first. It's easy to start trying to solve a problem on our own right away, but we always need to look to God first. Then, priority. David's priority was God's reputation. He didn't like that the Philistines were bad-mouthing him. When we choose to fight hunger or our other giants with God in the lead, we are showing the world that God is in control. Then, passion. We need to fight our giants with passion. If you believe that what you are fighting for is worth it, go for it all the way. Finally, persistence. David picked up 5 stones because he knew that 1 might not be enough. David was ready to fight long and fight hard. Don't give up if you need more than 1 stone. You might see setbacks as you fight your giant, but don't quit. Past, prayer, priority, passion, persistence. We all have giants. Let's learn from the story of David and Goliath. God is in control and fights those giants with us. David had the power of 1, and so do we. David listened to that voice of truth, and we can too. David changed his world, and these students are changing our world. I think now it's time for you to hear from some of the students.
Good morning. Most of you know me, but for those of you who don't, I am Isaac Rudensky. I am a senior at Schaumburg High School. This was my 6th and final year at the FAMN, which means that in total I've fasted for about 1,800 hours. I have drank a couple 100 bottles of juice and water at the FAMN. Gotten the assorted rug burns from the chair game, been told I was overcompetitive when I got hungry, more times than I can count. This famine was a lot of fun for me. One thing that made it a lot better for me was I convinced one of my friends, Alejandro Marin, to come to the famine. He goes to my school, and I know him through that, and he hasn't been really going to church a whole lot, and so I was very happy and honored that he came. He was going to come this morning, but he's still sleeping. He astonishingly, in his first time ever playing the chair game, made it to the top 3, and then spent the rest of the weekend trying to sleep. This past 7-8 months has been difficult for me and for a lot of us. For me, a lot of my struggle has been trying to see God's purpose for me and for everyone around me, and just being able to trust that there is a plan and that it's a good plan and that it's all going to turn out okay in the end. And one thing this weekend that definitely impacted me a lot was hearing from the speaker from Sack Lunch Sunday. And I'll kind of summarize more or less what she kind of told us. Sack Lunch Sunday was started less than 2 years ago by a man named Nick Grimes in Bartlett. And really, he went to a mission in Chicago and learned more about homelessness. Previous to that, he didn't really know exactly what it was, what caused it, or how to help. And so he went home and he incubated for a couple weeks, and then he came home from running a 5K one day with his mother, and on a whim decided to go out to Jewel buy 20 sack lunches and go out into the city and hand them out to people who looked like they were hungry. And that first day, he convinced one of his buddies to go with him. And that first day, there were 20 lunches. And then the speaker and a few of her friends, about 3 weeks later, saw a video that he posted on Facebook of that first day. And it was, they also just decided for no real logical reason, just kind of on a whim, decided to go out and go talk to this guy and ask if they could help him. And since then, it has, the whole organization has exploded from two guys just for the heck of it going out and passing out 20 lunches to multitude of volunteers every Sunday passing out 250 lunches, which is an enormous increase in less than 2 years. And it has become a nationwide movement. If you Google, go to Google Sack Lunch Sunday, Sack Lunch Sunday will auto-populate in Google after you type in sack. This is all coming from one man with 20 bags with sandwiches and chips and a water bottle. And to me, that's an example of God pushing this movement in the right direction and taking a bunch of seemingly random chances, seemingly random, meaningless decisions, and taking them and making them into something great. And that, for me, was fairly clear evidence of God having a plan for me and for everyone. And that impacted me a lot this weekend. It was pretty sad for this to be my last famine. As a youth, I'm sure I'll be back as a volunteer in some degree in the following years. But I just want to say thank you to all you guys for your support and your encouragement and your prayers for all the 6 years that I've participated in the famine. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Simon Enriquez, and I'm a junior in high school. This is my fourth year doing famine. So, I mean, since it's my fourth year, I have a lot of previous experiences. I know what to expect. But something that hit me this year was the buses. I mean, the past years we've just done paper chains, and the buses really helped emphasize the individuality of each child and how different each child is, you know. And I had a lot of fun making the buses. You can see I have like a fancy bus over here, and I made a frozen bus over there. And I had a fun, and it was a good time to get together with people and make new friends too, talk and get together and get to know more people, more about the people that I already knew about. And another thing that I really liked was the story of David and Goliath. I know God called me out here this weekend. I was struggling a lot because I'm taking the ACT test this week, and God called me out telling me, you know, I'm here too. I can help you out. And sometimes I forget about that, and I'm just, yeah. I'm overwhelmed. But overall, this year I've had a fun experience, and I'm happy to know that I can do one more year and had a lot of fun. So thank you. And, oh yeah, and I'd also like to thank my prayer partner, Jamie, for helping me out, praying for me, and all of you, everyone's support. So, thank you.
Morning. My name is Hannah Greenwald, and this is my sixth year and my last year doing the famine. The overall theme that I got, I would say, comfort with the uncomfortable, or comfort with the unknown. So when I thought of that, I was thinking of when a math teacher puts an equation up on the board and asks for the answer. And then he's like, what's the answer? And everyone is like silent. It's an awkward silence. Nobody knows the answer. Everyone's uncomfortable. So you get Bueller, Bueller. No one's answering. But then there's that one person who answers the question. The one person has the confidence to answer the question. And it's like a really weird example, but it's what I thought of when I think of comfort with the unknown, which is what I think this week was about. We watched a video. It was the Nakomo family, and they harvest crops, but in years they'd had not enough rainfall, so the crops had failed. But World Vision had come to them and brought them food, and someone asked them, like, why do you still have hope, or how do you keep hope? And they said, and he just smiled, and he said, you know, God's here, and he's watching me, and he's gonna protect me. And I think that's amazing that in a situation where many people would feel uncomfortable with the unknown, he was so comfortable. Like, he knew God would be there for him. And so I think that's an amazing thing. And I saw that in the story of David and Goliath as well, where David was an underdog. He was small, and none of the Israelites believed in him. 40 days, the giant came out, and he was trying, and he said, "Who wants to challenge me?" And the army, nobody came out for 40 days. And David comes along, and he says, "I can do this," and nobody believes that he can do it. And they say, like, you're not strong enough. You're just one small person. But he didn't doubt himself. He had courage, and he believed that he was able to do that because he had God on his side. And I think sometimes we don't let God into our lives, and we feel alone, and that we don't have him there to support us, but we do all the time. And so in situations where you may feel like you have nobody, you should know that you do, because he's always there. So I feel that this is good, because as I'm leaving for college, there's a lot of unknowns, and I'm gonna be by myself, but I'm never really by myself. So, I know that he has a plan for me. So, I've had an amazing 6 years doing this, and I'd like to thank Marianne especially for everything she has done for me. So thank you.
Good morning. My name is Bailey Gaston. I'm a senior at Schomburg High School, and this is my fifth famine. 5 years. Roughly 1,825 days ago, I participated in my first famine. That year, it was around 23,000 to 24,000 kids that died every day. And in those 1,825 days, which seems like a lot and a little all at the same time, we brought that number down to 18,000, which is still very large, but it is progress. And that's something that I'm very proud of, and I think that we are all very proud of. We talked about the story David and Goliath, and I had heard the existence of the story, but I had never really actually heard the story. I didn't grow up going to church or anything like that. This passage really connected a lot to this year in big ways and small. Our theme this year was to make it your fight. Poverty and world hunger is our Goliath. Our weekend really revolved around this whole passage. We looked at the significance of the 5 stones. Each one represents past, prayer, priority, passion, and persistence. The one that struck out most to me is something that I connect to a lot, and that's my passion. I have passion for many things, and one of the biggest ones is helping others in almost any way that I can. And famine is one of my favorite ways to do so. It's a small way to some, but a large way to me. Famine is really important to me in a lot of ways. One is helping others, and famine has helped me in a way that I don't know if I could ever explain in enough words. Famine was the first time I'd ever gone to church in a real, like, actually paying attention kind of way. I had gone with my dad when I was little, and I was terrified because we went to a Catholic church and the priest yelled a lot. And it has created a very loving home for me. I get emotional every time I talk about it. It never gets old. I walked in here, and I was scared because even though I'm very social, I'm socially awkward sometimes. But everybody welcomed me with the most loving arms and was just so nice. And it was a place that I, after one weekend, was just like, this is my home. I need to stay here. And after 5 long and short years, it's been a journey. It's been a hard one. It's been a fun one. It's had many ups and downs. I've been having a rough couple of months and haven't been coming to church very recently, but it was nice to, even though I haven't been here, to come and still be just so loved and so appreciated. And that was one of my biggest God moments this year. And so I'd like to take the time to thank all of you and to thank Mary Ann and all the volunteers that were with us all weekend starving, and just give almost a giant hug if I could for all of your hard work and for all of your appreciation. So thank you.
Good morning. I'm Sarah Miller. I'm a freshman at Schaumburg, and it's my third year participating in the 30-hour famine. The overall message of this famine was to make it your fight, such a bold statement that so many people are so afraid to approach. David and Goliath was a big part of this message. Goliath, the giant, the Philistine that no one would dare to face for 40 days because they were just too afraid. While David, the weak Israelite that God had to prepare for a lion, a bear, and then five smooth stones. He had been the one out of the whole crowd of built-up soldiers to make his fight. David had no doubt in his mind that he could win because of his trust in God. With a fling of five smooth stones, Goliath was dead. You must wonder, how could a man like David beat Goliath? It's impossible. As the 30-hour famine went on, we watched several videos about families in need. One man said, "Despite all of my challenges and the lack of rain and food, I still trusted God." This fight against hunger for these families was their giant. Our giant for 30 hours was slight hunger, headaches, being tired, etc. The whole point of this famine was to open our eyes and our heart to see what's really going on and to see how many people are actually struggling. Sometimes it's hard to see, but with these 212 buses surrounding us, this gives you the slightest idea of the struggle. God has a plan for everyone to go through pain and suffering at a point so he can prepare us for a fight later on in life with unbreakable strength. This year was my moment where I looked back on my life, saw some pain and suffering, yet I'm standing here in front of this whole congregation explaining how God had prepared me for this fight. This fight I made my own. Marianne explained to our group how each person has a passion in life, and that will give us the strength to make it our fight, to face our giants in life with no fear because of our trust in God. My passion is to save lives, a hope to go to medical school and become a doctor. My job will be to make it my fight, to give hope, to be the one to save lives, the one to go into a crowd with unbreakable strength. This weekend, I had learned to make it my fight, to be the one to stand up against any giant that comes at me, because I trust God. Make this your fight. Be the one to stand up in the whole crowd and trust God. Be the change you wish to see. So you, be that one to change the world. Thank you.
We are all one, just like the video earlier. We all have the power of one, and we can all change the world. I would like to end by reading this challenge from World Vision. We read this over and over this weekend. You have a choice. You always have a choice. When something happens, you can sit out or stand up. The world can stay the same, or you can help shape it. When injustice hits, when more than 800 million are hungry, you can hope someone else handles it, or you can answer God's call and make it your fight. In the Bible, David was the youngest, inexperienced, not good enough, made fun of, yet he chose to stand up, chose to make Goliath his fight, and he won because the battle was God's. You have a choice too, to do the famine, to raise funds to feed hungry kids, to stand up for them by going hungry yourself, to fight for the justice God loves. The battle has always been his. He's just waiting for you to volunteer. Whoever you are, whatever your story, he wants to use you. And you know what? You can do this. Teens sometimes get a bad rap these days, but the 21 youth here this weekend are truly amazing and awesome. They chose to make hunger their fight, and we now encourage you to do the same. If hunger is not your giant, know that you have the power of one to face whatever that giant is. because whoever you are, God wants to use you. Thank you.